This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. We're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network, coming up in about a little bit less than an hour. It's Newsmax TV. Going to have a great guest on Newsmax TV tonight. And, of course, Newsmax TV is the third hour of our radio show. So the guest on Newsmax TV is also automatically the guest on USA Radio. It's Kip Herridge, my economic guru, who will tell you what's going on with this 800-point Dow plummet today on worsening global recession fears. That's the big news of the day, of course. Other than those six police officers shot in Philadelphia, always a sad moment. We'll hear about cops shot, but not, thank God, not as bad as it could have been because they were really grazed. Not one of those cops is expected to die. No one's in serious condition, and we can only thank God for that. Thank God for that. What could have been a really tragic situation, is just a slightly tragic situation. A cop getting shot is always bad, but a cop dying is tough for me to handle. Always has been. My uncle, Alvin Root, was a detective in Brooklyn, one of the few Jewish police detectives of his day. And my next-door neighbor was a police officer, Tommy Lennox, in Mount Vernon, New York, and was like a second father to me. And I just have a thing. I love cops. I think they're the great people of our society. And I just have a hard time when cops are killed. But when you hear they're shot and it isn't serious, six of them and none of them are seriously injured, you could just go, phew, thank God, man, we bit a bullet. Excuse the pun, but we bit a bullet on that one. But the Dow plummeting 800 points is certainly the big news of the day. That affects everybody. Stock and oil prices plummeted Wednesday. The Dow tumbled 800 points, the fourth largest daily drop on record and the worst this year. All because of increasing global recession fears. However, I believe you will be absolutely on the edge of your seat when Kip Herridge at around 8:30 p.m. East Coast time, 5:30 Pacific time, tells you what he thinks, and he thinks this is so overblown. This is people away for August on summer vacation, people at the beach, there's very little trading, the market went way down or way up, it could do any of those things based on thin trading that has nothing to do with reality, and that fears of a global recession are greatly overplayed. So you can, if you have a lot of stock out there in your IRA account, just go, let's see what Kip has to say, because Kip is as good as anyone I've ever encountered in my career. Gold, often seen as a safe haven for investor assets, settled at $1,515 an ounce. Highest level in more than 6 years. Nowhere in here does it tell me what gold actually did today to get to 1,500. That's got to be up dramatically, right? Here we go. CNBC says... CNBC has a weird thing here. They have gold unchanged at 1527, and here in this article at Fox Business, they say gold finished at 1515, a 52-week high. Well, if it's 1527, that would be the after-hours number. It's actually up another $12, but they say unchanged. I know, that's strange. But oil tanked on global recession fears, and so oil went down to $54 a barrel. Germany's economy shrank in the second quarter. I mean, that's bad. When it goes down, when you're going a negative direction GDP, you're in big trouble. The last time we did that was under Obama. No surprise. And so, you know, liberals have prayed for this. Bill Maher prayed for it. Bill Maher said, we got to crash the economy. It's the only way to defeat Trump. They've rooted for this for 2.5 years. They badly want the economy to die so Americans are out of work and bad things happen. They've rooted for it. They've rooted for it. And again, it started to happen. There's been a crack. Market has a bad day, a bad week, a bad month. And they go, oh, my God, it's all over. I told you so. Trump's economy's over. And it never is. It never is. So Trump will figure out a way out of this. It will be okay. And by the way, it's mid-August. Everyone's at the beach. Everyone's on vacation. Thinly traded. Massive overreaction. And it was an overreaction to a bond yield. And Kip will tell you about the bond yield, too. He says his numbers show the bond yield. The market goes up after the bond yield. So I don't know what these people are talking about. They must be reading a different chart than Kip Herridge. But we'll find out in hour number three. I've just given you a great reason to stay tuned to this show. And Trump says the Fed's to blame for the crazy inverted yield curve. He pointed the finger at the Fed for the inversion of the yield curve that sent stocks plunging on Wednesday. Our problem is with the Fed, Trump tweeted. Raised too much and too fast, now too slow to cut. Spread is way too much, as other countries say thank you to clueless Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve. Germany and many others are playing the game. Crazy inverted yield curve. We should easily be reaping big rewards and gains, but the Fed is holding us back. We will win, Donald Trump. That was his tweet. Trump is not alone. Many on Wall Street view the inverted yield curve as a sign the Federal Reserve was too aggressive hiking its rates last year and too slow to cut this year. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note briefly fell below the yield on the 2-year Treasuries, a reversal of their usual relationship that has in the past predicted a recession was in the offing. So let's see what Kip says about that, because Kip told me the exact opposite. That for the next 18 months after the yield curve, the market actually goes up, and then it goes down. So we shall see. But that's the big news of the day. And by the way, for me, the big news, you know, I'm always so happy and proud of the show because I get to pick the most important news stories. So this won't be on the evening news, but California's proposed ethnic studies curriculum lauds Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Can you imagine the brainwashing going on of your children, our children? So there's a new curriculum, ethnic studies curriculum in California, that proposes students learn about significant figures in the Arab American community, including Omar and Tlaib and Palestinian American radical Linda Sarsour, all of whom have been widely accused of anti-Semitism for the extreme rhetoric they use in criticizing Israel and those who support it. A section on African American studies proposes learning about Mumia Abu-Jamal, who's been on death row for decades after being convicted of the murder of Philadelphia police officer Daniel Faulkner. But his case has become a cause celebre. Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know. A cause for the celebrities, what they mean on the left, who's received statements of support from California teachers. Parts of the proposed curriculum read like a manual for future left-wing activists. That's a nice way to put it. For future little communists of America. Communist Kool-Aid drinkers. A second on social movements encourages students to study Black Lives Matter, the Occupy movement, the anti-Israel boycott, divestment sanctions movement, and the LGBTQ movement. Conservative movements like the Tea Party are excluded. And by the way, it's supposed to be a section on social movements, not a second on social movements. Do I have to be the ones who correct you guys' grammar? Jeez. And is this from Fox News? No, it's from Breitbart. Bad spelling by Breitbart. A section on social movements. The language of the radical left appears in the document. Histories is replaced by HXR stories. And the reason they put an X in is ensuring no bias towards cis hetero patriarchy. Does anyone have any idea what this means? Are these people living in a different planet than us? Do you have any idea what that means? It must have something to do with X. Has something to do with you're not men, you're not women, you're not boys, you're not girls, you're not cis, hetero, I can't even pronounce the word, heteropatriarchy, I don't know. There are parts that feature arguments on both sides, such as a proposed unit on the controversy over the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals DACA program, but no discussion of ethnic groups with some European origins. Jewish Americans, for example, do not feature at all in the state's proposed model ethnic studies program. Jewish Democrats in the state legislature, who are often supportive of left-wing causes, are concerned about the model curriculum's approach to Israel and to Jews more generally. We cannot support a curriculum that erases the American Jewish experience, fails to discuss anti-Semitism, reinforces negative stereotypes about Jews, singles out Israel for criticism, and could institutionalize the teaching of anti-Semitic stereotypes in our public schools, said the California Legislative Jewish Caucus, all Democrats. Can you imagine? There's not a Jewish Republican in the state of California left in any leadership position. The ethnic studies curriculum prepared under a 2016 law has even drawn criticism from the left-leaning editorial board of the Los Angeles Times, which wrote that the model curriculum is an impenetrable melange of academic jargon and politically correct pronouncements. It's hard to wade through all the references to Hexer story, and women is spelled W-O-M-X-N. There are words here I can't pronounce. It feels like an exercise in groupthink. This is the LA Times talking, designed to proselytize and inoculate more than to inform and open minds. It talks about critical thinking, but usually offers one side and one side only. This is the liberal editorial board of the Los Angeles Times. A bill introduced by Democrats in January would make at least one semester of ethnic studies mandatory for all students enrolled in public high schools, including charter schools in the state of California. Folks, this is like a joke out of George Orwell's novel 1984, right? What a joke. Hey, by the way, I want to mention one of the sponsors of this show, Trump Art 2. It's only available to my listeners. It is what I think the coolest offer of the year. A limited edition art piece of President Trump, numbered and signed by the artist N. Wayne Allen Root. That's me. I signed every painting. It's the one and only war edition. It's displayed in my home. It's stunning. It features amazing colors. Patriotic red, white, and blue American flag behind Trump. 22-karat gold foil electrifying Trump's hair. And it sells for a dramatic discount only to my fans and listeners. Just like President Trump, I've negotiated you a great deal. It's the Trump War Edition. Signed and numbered. Get it now. Call 833-TRUMP-55. That's 833, toll-free, TRUMP-55. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, weird stories about Jeffrey Epstein. 4chan put out a post announcing Epstein's death 40 minutes before it was announced to the world. Epstein's suicide gets weirder by the hour. BuzzFeed is reporting 40 minutes before Aaron Kaczorski of ABC News broke the news of Jeffrey Epstein's death via Twitter, an anonymous message, 4chan announced the suicide. Don't ask me how I know, but Epstein died an hour ago from hanging cardiac arrest. Obviously, this raises the question, who's the poster and how the heck did he find out? It gets weirder. When others on the message board demanded evidence, the poster gave details about the attempts to save the pedophile, including that first responders attempted to resuscitate Epstein for 40 minutes before he was taken to the hospital, where medical staff continued efforts to revive him for more than 20 minutes. Not only were there details, but it was in first responder jargon, which may be an indication it was one of the first responders who posted to 4chan in the first place. BuzzFeed spoke to the New York Fire Department, who could not verify the information, but Frank Dwyer, an FDNY spokesman, told BuzzFeed News that he could not verify the accuracy of the information in the 4chan post, but he said any medical professional who divulges patient information without consent is in violation of federal HIPAA law, and that FDNY would look into it. In any case, pretty weird, you know, the way the world works now. I mean, the media would make fun of a 4chan, right? The media would say, ah, it's a bunch of conspiracy theorists. They got the news of Epstein's death before the media did. Almost before the government did. I wonder if they knew before Trump knew. And here's another report on FBI divers recover human bones in the waters off Epstein's Orgy Island. A beyond shocking, highly classified new Foreign Intelligence Service report circulating in the Kremlin today noted American prison system has sunk to third world status as even Mexico provided video of drug lord El Chapo's prison escape. But there wasn't any video of the most high-profile prisoner in the entire United States prison system hanging himself. No video of any kind. And that's why you have an appalled and angry U.S. Attorney General William Barr, who yesterday vowed no one complicit in Epstein's crimes will escape punishment. Crimes which may include murder, after an elite team of FBI investigators and divers invaded Epstein's Orgy Island fortress in the Caribbean. And the most stunning discovery is believed to be human bones of young children found in the waters below his satanic temple. That's right. That's a fact. I've seen the videos of his island. He's got a satanic temple in the middle of the island. I mean, these are sick people. I mean, no one ever even thinks of things like this in the real world. Who's ever knew people like this? I grew up in a middle-class neighborhood, a nice Italian middle-class neighborhood. Who ever thought of satanic temples and believing in Satan and having sex with little children and murdering them when it's over? Who can even imagine this stuff? Who are you people? According to portions of this highly classified report, in mid-July, the FBI requested a temporary export permit from the Foreign Ministry for an advanced underground radar system, a request granted under standard permit protocols, stating that such goods and technology exported must always be controlled by a Russian entity. And in this case, a SVR expert technologist able to operate the world's most advanced underground radar system used exclusively by the Russian military, which can recognize ferrous metal and non-ferrous metals at depths of up to 5 meters, called the Deep Earth Metal Detector, MG-1. Where, after being directed by the FBI to probe the exterior grounds of Epstein's Satanic Temple, saw this advanced underground radar system detecting an approximate 1 meter tubular metal pipe extending from the base of the Satanic Temple and disappearing into the waters below it. After which FBI divers began bringing up from these waters what appeared to be small human bones and skulls. Wow. Talk about a godless bunch of satanic and Satan-worshipping nutcases. Sick sexual perverts and deviants. Attorney General Barr pushes forward to keep his vow no one complicit in Epstein's satanic crimes will escape punishment. It's pretty scary stuff. And I just wonder how deeply the Clintons are involved. How can you not wonder? Come on, have you ever seen the Clinton death list? Do you have any idea how many people close to the Clintons who knew the goods on the Clintons or who were about to testify against the Clintons wound up dead by suicide? And you tie that in with the CBS News reporting Epstein's jailers falsified reports. Well, who paid them to do that?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One suspect is barricaded in a home in Philadelphia after a shooting left as many as five officers hurt. The chaos was captured in the first call from officers at the scene.
Shots, still fire. There's a 1-180. Still shot fire. I got officers shot at this location.
Police in Philadelphia are confirming at least five officers have been shot. This whole incident taking place in the Nicetown section of the city. With the Dow losing 800 points, many people are saying that a recession is on the horizon. Well, Hugh Johnson is a chief investment officer for Hugh Johnson Advisors. He tells Fox News it'll be a little bit before any sort of recession would happen.
The inversion of the yield curve tends to lead the actual recession by a great period of time. You mentioned 22 months. If you look further back, it comes out to about a year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now was the old name of the show. Now it is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, for good reason, man. No teleprompter, no script, no one telling me what to say, no notes, no nothing. I just look at the biggest news stories of the day, I choose the stories I think you need to hear, and then I knock it out of the park and go on the attack, go on the warpath. AmpFest 19 is the sponsor of the segment of the show, then we'll be getting to our guest, who is here and is a great guy. AmpFest 19, the most exciting, entertaining political event in Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel in sizzling sexy Miami, Florida, October 10th to 12th. Headliner speakers, Wayne Allen Root, yours truly, Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point, Brandon Straka of the Walkway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi. But this is more than a traditional political event with speakers. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at Trump Doral in sizzling sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. All right, we've got our guest with us right now. It is Alex Vogel, GOP strategist, former deputy counsel for the Republican National Committee, the RNC, government affairs consultant, attorney, and pilot. This guy does it all. Alex Vogel, you're on with War. Wayne Allen Root, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
So this whole interview, which was scheduled before we knew the stock market was going to go down 800 points today, which could mean nothing. We'll see. I remember when it went down, 1,000 points in December, and then there were several bad days in a row, and it didn't wind up mattering. And then it did it again in January, and it didn't matter. And then it did again, I think, in March, and it didn't matter. So it may or may not matter, but there is statistical evidence out there, according to, some of the economic gurus of the world. I would argue with some of it, but some of them are saying it looks like we're going into recession. And this interview is supposed to be about how the GOP and Donald Trump can go after young voters and that they should base it on pocketbook issues that young people care about. Where do you stand on this economy? What do you think is happening right now?
Well, a couple of things. We are so far outside the norm from a data perspective. It's really hard to know whether a day like today means anything or by next Wednesday we're all talking about some new record on the other side. We are well off the norm in terms of duration of a market like this. We are at anomalous levels for things like unemployment across the American workforce and labor participation. So it is true that the bond guys have said, hey, any time that the yields deviate like this, that's a problem, which I get it. It scares people, and you have a day like today. I continue to look at the fundamentals of our economy, and what I see is everyone who wants to work is working, and wages are rising, and we don't have crazy inflation. So generally speaking, that's a Goldilocks scenario that we've all been aspiring to for the better part of 50 years, and that does not, to me, spell real trouble that the stock market needs to worry about. Now, I say that, but I'm not a bond guy. They have a role in this process too. I respect that role. We'll see what the data brings. I would say the stock market as a short-term arbiter of how things are going
is not
terribly accurate.
Right. Agreed.
They react emotionally, and a couple days from now, they'll swing the other way. So let's watch it. But again, look, I think when Republicans and conservatives reach out to young people on pocketbook issues, it's not necessarily on the stock market. Although that's a great story right now. Most young people aren't really paying attention to that. They're paying attention to whether they have a job. And the good news is for those of them that want a job, they can have a job, and it's a good job. So that's where I think we are.
All right. Just so you know, my economic guru who I've had on this show nonstop for the 3.5 years I've done this show is Kip Herridge out of Houston, Texas, Sugarland, Texas, to be exact. And Kip, I've known him for about 18 years, and he's never been wrong. Literally, I've never seen him wrong about the direction of the economy, and he predicted everything that would happen under Trump. And he's going to be on tonight's show, but he gave me a little taste. He said, listen, it's August. Everyone's at the beach or on vacation. This is a very thinly traded stock market. The fact that it went down 800 points today is completely meaningless and blown ridiculously out of proportion. So I just thought I'd mention that to you. So he's kind of the same idea of you and I, that the economy is the Goldilocks economy, and I think we're just in the sweet spot, and there's a lot more time to go. Of course, there's always going to be a recession, but at some point, but I think we got a ways to go before that happens.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I also think a lot of the large drivers, the things like the president's trade policy and how those negotiations are going with China, the reality is the market has done a pretty good job actually responding rationally, even when people, commentators were acting hysterical about it. The markets have actually done a pretty good job baking that in, partly because this is where the president and his team has been super clear. They said this is exactly how we feel about China from a trade perspective. This is exactly what we're going to do. And they have done, remarkably, exactly what they said. So markets like predictability. Yes, they're not happy there's not a resolution where the Chinese say, hey, we're really sorry for ripping off your intellectual property and for manipulating our currency and everything else. But they are quite comfortable, I believe, with the direction of this president's trade policy. Not that it's their trade policy, because it's not. It's far more confrontational than what they would have done on their own. But it is predictable in that he and Mr. Navarro and others said early on, this is what we believe, this is going to do, and they're doing it. So I don't think those are actually these remarkable shock events that the market is responding to. I tend to agree with your friend who sees this is a short-term event, but we'll see.
And Kip was the one who, when Trump became president, predicted that the Dow would go to 25,000. Guess what? He now predicts it's going to 40,000. So we'll see. He thinks we're in a great economy, and we keep seeing corporate earnings that every time they're better than the last time, and the media just ignores it every time. We're in a great sweet spot in economic history here, and it's all because of Donald Trump. I wanted to ask you, before we get to the young people story, because I know that's your main edge, but I just wanted to mention to you, the one area that I think Trump has missed, and it's not his fault, it was John McCain's fault that he did thumbs down and killed the repeal of Obamacare. But my belief has been that the last election was about two things. Trump's election in 16 was about Obamacare and the wall. And Trump fights every day for the wall, and he tried to kill Obamacare the best he could, and McCain killed that effort. But I've always argued that health insurance rates are so high at this point because of Obamacare. The average middle-class person can't afford to pay $25,000 a year for health insurance. So you're just bankrupting middle-class people and small business people. And we've really done nothing to solve that problem at all, other than killing the mandate, which really didn't change the prices at all. So people are just getting killed out there. My rates went from $500 a month to $2,000 a month, and it's just unaffordable. And I think that's a damper on the economy. And I just wish someone would get that message to President Trump, that Obamacare is still hanging out there, hanging over your head, and I think miserably dragging down the economy.
Well, I think there's two things. I think, one, there's the reality that it is a framework not of this president's design, which, as you point out, is dragging down the consumer side of the economy.
Correct,
consumers. While doing nothing to fundamentally actually alter the cost structure of healthcare delivery in this country.
Except, Alex, except to make it go up.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. That was no one's design on our side of the equation, but yes, it has. The real hangover, I think, from Obamacare in this context is not just what you described, but also from a policy perspective. It has meant that the president has not talked about, and frankly, I think very few Republicans in government and conservatives generally have thought about and are willing to stand up and say, we have an idea for how health care should be run without talking about Obamacare. And
right.
Therefore, everything is through the lens of that prism, and I think that's really unhelpful because, A, a lot of the mental energy goes towards unpacking, well, hey, if you do this, you're going to short-circuit the whole system, and tomorrow this happens. It doesn't allow any conservative solutions that are true clean sheet solutions. And unfortunately, I think the reality is there are a lot of Americans who care passionately about making sure that they have access to, can afford, and that we continue to innovate and provide the best health care in the world to our citizens. But again, because everyone has been framing that through repeal and replace, or other conversations around Obamacare, not only haven't they been what I think have been politically productive, I also don't think they've been policy productive, because no energy is actually being spent around coming up with real market-based solutions that will work.
Right. Right. Well, listen, I'm a much simpler guy than you. You seem very intellectual, Alex. I'm not. You know what I say?
I don't know about that.
It's bankrupting the economy. I'm telling you, consumers, yeah. If they weren't spending $2,000 a month on health insurance, they were spending $500 like I used to. That saves you $1,500 versus the $2,000. They'd spend
pretty
that $1,500 a month on something else, right? So
yep,
I think it's killing the economy. Alex, hang in there through the break, okay? We'll grab you on the other side of the break to talk about the main topic we brought you on for, which is to talk about how we get young voters to vote Republican. And you're talking to a guy whose daughter graduated Harvard University. And when I went there to speak, one of the kids said, Mr. Root, we love you. You're our hero. And we want you to speak tonight at the meeting of the Harvard Republicans. And I said, oh, great. Okay, I'll do it. It wasn't on my schedule, but if you want me, I'll do it. How many people are you going to have? And he said, 3. And therein lies the challenge to the Republican Party. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Don't forget, in about 7 minutes, we're on Newsmax TV nationwide, 70 million homes, reaching 80 million by end of the year, reaching 150 million Americans right now via online streaming devices. I'm the host of Newsmax's premier primetime TV show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly. We open the show together 3 nights a week, including tonight. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system where you can say, I demand Wayne Root at Newsmax TV. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. We'll take the charges and we'll put you right into the control room of the major cable systems around the country, and you can let them know what you think. 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com at exactly 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. My show comes on. Or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. And it's also free. So you don't even need cable. Okay? It's that simple. But you want to get it on your cable dial. Like Cox here in Las Vegas does not carry Newsmax TV. And we want them to carry it. So give them a call. Okay? All right. Let's get back to Alex Vogel, GOP strategist, former deputy counsel for the RNC, government affairs consultant. He's an attorney and a pilot. Alex Vogel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So are you a young guy yourself that you are so focused on getting young voters to vote Republican?
So, look, I'm not, when we talk young voters, right, people are talking 18 to 24. It's been a long time since I've been 18 to 24. I got kids who can vote now, but no matter what, and this is true universally, this is not some new thing. The youth vote has always been important. It has, generally speaking, been overemphasized by the media because the reality is many young people are busy doing other things than engaging in political activity that older folks have historically had more time to do. And the result is the trend line going back to the 60s is remarkably constant voter turnout among all various cohorts, 18 to 24. The issue from my perspective is if you want to reach young voters, you need to do two things. You need to make sure that you are speaking to them in ways and mechanisms that they use. So the good news for Republicans is they're doing that. We are as sophisticated an organization as any in the political space in terms of technology and outreach. So number one, we are talking to them in the right places. Then the question becomes, are you talking to them about the things that they care about? One of the remarkable disconnects is you see Democrats constantly shouting that they are the party of the young and the youth voter, and that they are out there fighting for the little guy against a bunch of old rich guys. And their messengers to do this are Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Bernie Sanders,
Chuck Schumer.
The answer is you are old, you are rich, you have lots of houses, and whatever you're doing, you're most definitely not either in touch with, in any way understand, or trying to solve the problem of young voters in America.
And by the way, Alex, mostly, ironically, mostly old white men for the Democratic Party. Ironically, I'm ignoring Kamala Harris. I get it, but mostly old white guys, just like the Republican Party.
And it's interesting. One of the reasons that you see this disconnect play itself out, one of the most obvious examples is you've seen this fight between Speaker Pelosi and AOC. And on the one hand, you think, man, how could they go at it that hard? This is, on the one hand, your standard bearer, your bastion of the establishment, Speaker Pelosi, and on the other hand, the woman who is supposed to be your bright, shining star, AOC. And yet it is clear, A, they hate each other. They can't even pretend they don't hate each other, number one. Number two, they don't even like or they don't even respect each other. And that lack of respect and real disconnect that you see is the age-driven part of this equation. It's not that they're from two different wings of the Democratic Party. They're from two different parts of the planet generationally. And that's really hard. And I think that conservatives and Republicans, look, the reality is I believe 18 to 24-year-olds aren't sitting around thinking about grievance politics.
Reparations.
They are thinking about their own opportunity in this country. And that is not the current Democratic Party's message. That is very much the current Republican Party message if we can get out of our own way and actually talk about things like tax cuts and putting people to work. Those issues line up perfectly with the real issues young people care about, not the ones that people try and spoon-feed them because they think they will play well on Instagram.
All right, well, I'm with you, but of course, you know, even though I don't think and you don't think, and we'll hear in the next hour, Kip Herridge, my economic guru, doesn't think we're actually entering a recession, it's certainly possible things are getting worse and we could be entering one. And if we are, that would hurt our message. There's no question it's harder to talk about tax cuts and slashing regulations and how great they work for the economy and jobs if suddenly the economy is in recession. People don't believe you, but let me tell you, the answer sure isn't climate change and green energy and killing cows and riding horses and camels instead of cars because they pollute the environment. Alex Volgin, thanks for coming on.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.